looking at the Taz and Simon Tzadiyalev, Katan Aleph, on Tzav Aleph. The Taz really raises over here 2 points. First one, he says, so the Ramah said, so we're dealing with, there's bliyas inside of the Kli, and all these bliyas are coming out. When you're putting in the milk of the bliyas are coming out when you're putting into the flesh into this beef broth, into this fleshika, this pot full of fleshiks. Okay, so how to get in there? So the Ramah said it got in there through Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon has a karech to put a bliya in, and it got in there through Kli Rishon. So the Taz, the Tzimis HaNihesef Gimel, Yisparav, the Gamal Yedei Iru, Mekrivishin, Abbeis Kalim, Echad Shalchol, Abbechad Shalbosser, Heimeluch Lochim, Yesh Yisr, Kroeb Mekrivishin, Mamish, Shemhachi, Im Ira, Nam, Mekrivishin, Akli, Shuhu, Meluch, Luch, Mekrivishin, Nezha, Kila, Hishtamish, Resakli, Mekrivishin. So I can give you a different case how the Bliyas got into the spoon. Ramah says that the Bliyas had to get into the spoon through Mekrivishin. I can get Bliyas into the spoon through Iru Mekrivishin. At the end of the day, they're coming out by plunging it into a Kli Rishon. That's not the issue. How you're being maflit is not the discussion over here. We're discussing how to get bliyas in. So Ramah says, you get bliyas in through Kli Rishon. Zatataz, I can get bliyas in through all the ways other than Kli Rishon. I can get bliyas in through Iru Kli Rishon. Okay, that's the first point of the top. So the Nekudas Akesiv. He says, the Gamal Yedei Kli Rishon, the Taz cannot compare his case to the case of the Ramah. They're not the same halacha. The Irui Kaimalon, then Oisurak Kedeklipa. So the amount of bliyas which are in this spoon is not throughout the whole volume of the spoon. It's only the layer of the outer layer Kedeklipa. So you need samach, the klipa of the layer of the klipa of the spoon. You don't need samach connected to the whole volume of the spoon, or the mouth of the spoon which has been submerged, right? But you don't need the whole thickness of it. You just need the kenei klipa, 60 times the kenei klipa. Because the Ramah, but the Mechaber said you need 60 times connected the whole spoon. So the Ramah, that's only shaykh a case of that which the Mechaber said is that you measure it against the full amount of the spoon, which was nitcha b'kedera. That full amount, to the full amount, it's only shaykh al-yari Kli Rishon. Okay, that's the. The Kudus Akesiv. Now, we sort of skirted this issue, and I told you when we get to Kufay, we're going to talk about it, right? That we're not discussing Bishul over here. We're not discussing Mimafim B'liya Ka'achas. All we need is B'liyas. All we need is that there should be a B'liya in the spoon going in at 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 9 o'clock at night, I'm taking the B'liya out of the spoon. The B'liya out of the spoon is still Kli Rishon. So that's where that Kli Rishon could take B'liyas out of things all the time. The question is how to get in. So, what type of a kli do you need to put things in? So the Ramah says you need a Kli Rishon to inject to be mavliya. So the Taz, I can be mavliya with Iri Kli Rishon. The truth is, we discussed you can be mavliya, could be with Kli Sheni. Right. So in Kufay, it's a base. So Kli Rishon has a karech to be mevashel. Avochem shel Kli Sheni ain't a mevashel. Kli Sheni is not mevashel. Now, v'yeshoymer shegam kin ain't a maflit v'la mavliya. It's just like it's not mevashel. It cannot be maflit and it cannot be mavliya. V'yeshoymer, some say even though Kli Sheni is not mevashel, that's Klora and Gemara. In Shabbos, the Kli Sheni is not mevashel. Mikol makom who maflits who mavliya. It is maflit. It is mavliya. We can't ask that. Why is it kedeklipa? And it'll do kedeklipa because Kli Sheni is not more chomer than iri. It's like, obviously, if Eri Klippa can only do Kinei Klippa, so Klisheri can only do Kinei Klippa at most. But it could be Maflit, and it doesn't mean Maflit Mavliya Kachas, it means Maflit or Mavliya. Right? But again, for our purposes, all we need is Mavliya. So in the case of the chachil yishri machmer, right? So the definition of what the chachil being machmer means that's what to talk about. But the taz over here comes along and brings it. The marshal says. So the Taz in Sikkot and Dalit brings a marshal. The Psak Halacha and the Heid the Klisheni Eino Mavashal fill Yatzel at his part. Klisheni is not Mavashal. Rugam Eino Mafler Mavliya Ke'echad can't do two actions being Mafler and Mavliya. Gadavra Oster Shenesser Kvar Redavra Hetter Shabo Klisheni Eino Nisar Zemizet. If you have an item which is Oster, an item which is Murti, both in the Klisheni, so you have to take the time out of the first one and put it into the second one. That's two steps. It can't do. Avadavra Isser Shenovel Klisheni Shall Hetter. I had to the Isser Shaper Berleya Voiser at Kuloi. May Archer Shal Yatzel Letters with Kabbalah Klirishim and Kolshke Meir. So the Taz says, the Marshal says it's Mavliya Bekuloi. The Maisa at the end of that he says. I can't tell you where exactly it is in your Maramokim because everybody has a different source of daf. But the source of daf that I'm using is at the end of that page. Even a klisheni can do this. Okay, so I said that, you know, when we got the klisheni, the klisheni seems to be very nice and, you know, nice and smooth. Everything doesn't do anything. So when we get the kufay, we're going to find that that's not so posh. I mentioned the last month. Okay. When you're the ma'aser, you get stiff. So the chumer kadasa rishal, you should be machmer like the rishal. The klisheni can be mavliya. It can be mavliya even bekuloi. Okay. And rock mokum hefsed gadol. Dabar choshem yisidu chal beis Yosef b'simin samaches or more b'sif gimel kam lahalka b'diyevet b'lisheni denam afim avliya klal fill yatzeletus bo. Okay. So in the case of dabar choshem and hefsed gadol, you assume like the opinion that it's not maflim avliya. There's no bliyas there. Doesn't do anything. Everything is wonderful. In the case of not hefsed gadol, you should be machmer. That's a problem. So, and the Taz says, therefore, that all of them in Tzadi Dalad, right, they're all, even in Klisheni, now like the Ramo says, they're beginning to sim and daf by Klimish. So, it's still funny that the Taz wakes up over here and argues, he's only my error from Eri, because Lishitoso, he's being mocked by like the Marshal, he should be worried about even Klisheni. Furthermore, the Marshal says a fascinating din. The Marshal over there holds that even though Eri Klirishin is only Mavliya Kinei Klippa, Klisheni is Mavliya Bekuloi. Okay. So one of the ways they want to answer the Taz from the Skudu Kesses Taina, he's being makbar like that Marshal, that's Mavliya Bekuloi. So if what? So how does it? So in other words, that which I iru is mavashul kadei klipa. That's true. So you want to be mafim mavliya ka'achas, that kadei klipa. But God being mavliya, It's mavliya bekuloi. Mavliya is just, I just have to put a flavor in. Or mafla, I just have to take a flavor out. I don't have to do two steps. But I need to take a flavor from A and put it into B. So that's a whole other layer of koyach. You need a koyach of bishul for that. So kli bishul, which can be mavashul, can also take a tam out of A and put it into B. Right? So what?
How you mavliya without being clear? How can you put a taste in without taking it out?
If I have hot isser, I don't have to take a flavor out of the isser. The isser is isser. I just have to put the flavor in. Right? If I have cliche of hot chazer, stick a spoon over there. It doesn't. Only one thing has to happen. The flavor has to go from into there. So I don't have to do two steps. So the case over there, which was in Sadi Hay, was a mafla mavliya. You have to take the tam out of the gavina and then stick it in. It's water, so I have to take the tam out of the gavina and stick it into the place of the plate, or vice versa. So that taka, that's only kedei klipa. For that you need a karech bishul. The mafla mavliya ka'achas, you need a karech bishul. That's only kedei klipa. Right, that was the case over there, but. The halacha of that, if all you have to do is be mavliya or maflet, right? If it already has a tam in it, and I want to take the tam out, I should be machmer, except for hekiz of hefsin. I should be machmer, even like klisheni. So it's interesting. The in the halacha lemaisa. And they want to know what was the case of the Taz is handling. The Hanukkah in the case of Hefzim Meruba, and he's saying that Hefzim Meruba, cliche, you're not worried about. And Ir Kibishin Bakula, you're not worried about either. But you are worried about the Kayach Bishul. That's a Farish Adin. That's not a Chumrah. Right, so then it's only kedei klipa, and then Kurdish Kesef is right. The case is not a hefsek gadol. Forget why are you asking from irik klimishon? Ask me from klisheni. Right. So now it's interesting to wonder that the chayyadim, the chachmazadim, when he brings it down, see, he brings down in klal nuntes, he brings down the machmer like that. Then over there, the case, unless it's the case of hefsek or erev Shabbos or archim, which all have that, those yishri machmer, imai klisheni, that is mavliya bekula. And he brings down in Simon the Memtes, so he brings this down and he says Dr. Klirishin. I don't know I have to assume he just means you lived in the world that they lived in. A pot of soup was a hefsegadol. In our society, I'm not sure that our pots are hefsegadol. So he didn't feel the need to point it out, but he holds the case hefsegadol. You should be makir and klisheni, lav dafka klirishin. Unless it's a hefsegadol. David, you're bothered by something.
Is there any time that it's the Marshall's case in the Taz's case? It's not just a little coffee. It's not tolerant there.
Some Akronim want to answer that even though the Mashal holds that a cliche can be Mavliya Bakula because its mom is sitting in it, Mashal can Iri, even though Iri is Mavashal and cliche is not Mavashal, but in regards to the Kachim Mavliya, the interface is smaller.
Right, so I'm saying, is there any sad that it would be Mavliya Bakula in the Taz's case that he could possibly say that he has the same exact loss as far as how you Mashal is? How do you get out of it? It seems like there's some way out of it because.
So some of the Chachamim want to learn the Taz holds the same klisheni. It's the reason why it says over there that it's a kedei klipa. The Chachamim said the reason why the Makaber says kedei klipa because it's a kavachomer from Irik Klirishin. Irik original Klei Klipa, so then Klisheni Kalbo Kharmer can mostly be, only be Klei Klipa. Well, if that Kalbo Kharmer is right, so the Mashalo holds that being Mavliya, Kimavliya Bakula to Klisheni, so your Klisheni should also be Mavliya Bakula.
Is that even when it's water being Mavliya?
So no.
So the Taz is talking about this.
See, the Taz is funny. Yes and no. The Taz has come along. The Taz really has. There's two points the Taz is saying. The Ramah is looking for a hechatim to how you got the bliya zit. Right? It's all dafka. I get a clear rishon. I can give you a hechatim from irik clear rishon, which would be mavliya bakula also. I pour hot milk on a spoon. Right? To point the case. So the Taz is saying irui I know can do more than that. You can do this too. Now, granted, the case that he gives of irui which of mayim, that talk is going to be limited. But the point that the Ramah is limiting the case and that's not correct. That the Taz is a valid point.
The Taz, when he brings it Sadiye, and then he also says Unishamachi, and now he's talking about us. And he, by the way, he says it. Mir Tavu Klishim Luchim.
I know. Look, you have to mafan mavliya. That you need karkabishol. Karkabishol is not more than by irish. It's only klei klipa. I don't know. The kash is better than the teretz. That's the kind of machine, you know. Yeah. Is it Mukherj? I just work here, you know. But nobody argues on that. Okay. Because of Rishal Perkel, the boss is Simon Ayin Aleph. The Mistar of the Rishon calls Mancha and Yatzeletus by Engboy Kayach Lavliya Klau. Right? So, I mean, it can't be Mavashal without Yatzeletus. But that's nobody, that's not under debate. But I want to know, what about being Mavliya? Maybe it can be Mavliya. It's hot. It's not Yatzeletus, but it's hot. Maybe over there, since it has the kayach of Eish helping it, and even if it's not heated yet to Yatzeletus bow, it can be Mavliya. So now, if my pot's on the fire and it hasn't heated the Yatzeletus bow, and I take my milk to the spoon and I stick it in and say, well, you know, Baruch Hashem, I had the thermometer in there, and it didn't hit Yatzeletus bow. I saw my problem. All right, well, you know, but maybe since it's sitting on the fire, it can be Mavliya, right, even without... So, Mitzvina Lahok, I'm scared to be Mekel. The Tivishan Minitzo Eish Koshul Kham, Philian Yatzeletus, but Royal Lesson, why? Dosa Chokel, Tivishan Kanisa Birshalmi Ad Kam Lashon. So, there's this. So you remember we looked at that Prima Gadim over there at the end of Samaches. So if you have the good old version, you still have Samaches in your in the same volume. If you have the older ones, right, you don't. Right. So in the Prima Gadim at the end of Samaches. So he went through the Mishmat says in Eis Tess, so he went through the five stages of Kalim. Kli Rishon El Eish, Kli Rishon Shloi El Eish, Ira Kli Rishon, which is Lonyim Sech HaKiluach, Ira Kli Rishon, which is Nizach HaKiluach, and Kli Sheni. That was his five Madrigas. So the way he understands the Yerushalmi, because this Yerushalmi becomes a lot, very much the part of the topic of discussion over here. So So his first one drank is klibish and shaman etzel eish v'yatzel edes v'mavashah b'kul l'gamri shabbat yachayev katas it's also b'hanor b'hanor b'chol of etc. So he quotes Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds a concept called Osar Archaka LeKlirishin. The Babli holds that Klirishin, which is hot, off of the fire, is Tumah Vashel. The Yerushalmi holds it's not Midaraisa. Midarabanan, it's only Midarabanan. That Midar Enam Vashel Bar Mahal of Tachta. Okay. But might be cut the afternoon shall be mafflin of Leah Kipkuloi. Etc. So that's this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, he quotes all Yerushalmi, etc. The Yerushalmi's case of Osir Chakov is not a case of a Klirishin Aleich, which is in Yatzeletis, but it's a case of a Klirishin, which is Shloy Aleich, which is Yatzeletis. But the comes along the Marshal and says, once the Yerushalmi told me the Osir Chakov Klirishin, so I would suggest that Hu Adin, a Klirishin, out the same way, according to Yerushalmi, you need two things. You need Aleich and Yatzeletis. Shlomo Aleish is not Mavash. According to Yerushalmi. But Osir Chaka. So flip it around. Aleish, but not Yatzeletis, but also Osir Chaka. Right. So, you know, they quote this Yerushalmi Gabi Shabbos. Yeah. So, again, that's not the nusach of the Yerushalmi. That's the Marshal's. Like Hosafa on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi's case is a klirishin which is yatzeletis bo, it's no longer on the fire. Which according to the Babli is mavash. The Yerushalmi knows it's not mavash, but also a chaka. Right? Comes up, Marshal says that we should say also a chaka of a klirishin ala ish, which is hot, but it's not yatzeletis bo yet. Or vice versa, it's been heated and it's cooled off, but it hasn't cooled off to the case of where it's cooled yet. So also a chaka, like Yerushalmi says. So that's what he says at the end over here. My comment about this Ramah, even cliche, is Mavliya. So it's like a funny task. Okay. Fine. So that's that.
What defines it as a clarition is that it was Aleish.
I don't feel like it. You wrote it!
According to the Babli. Yeah.
So Rebbe's mashal before where we heard Aleish before it got hot. It hasn't yet gotten to Yatzeletis, but that would be included because it was sat on
the fire. According to Marshal. Yeah. That's Osir Chaka. That's part of this, also his Osir Chaka.
Once it's on a fire, it's a certain level of heat.
Yeah. The Minigal Paisim is not like this Marshal. So fine. Okay. Sif base. Now, I have to tell you that, you know, I said, yeah, I really would have preferred Sif Gimel first. For multiple reasons. One reason is because Sif Beis is so challenging. I would prefer Sif Gimel because it's much easier. Right? Sif Beis is an interesting Sif, right? You talk about calf because there is shnei pomim. If I take this milk of a spoon, which has X amount of milk in it, whatever that amount is, I plunge it into the pot more than one time. And the person did not realize that it was a milk of a spoon. So he used it one time, used it a second time, and he said, "Oy vey, it's milk." He didn't realize until after the second time. Sarach beis pomim shishim. The bit over here is not going to be the shishim. You'll need bit till two times shishim. Ramav Yisham the Sagi the Pamachos shishim b'chei noigim. That's the minig lemais. That's the minig for minig for Ashkenazim. Okay. That Shumas Zedeshin, you're going to be seeing in the context to get the Sadi Gimel also. So you're going to be, Rosh Chaim put that Shumas Zedeshin into the packet for second Seder. So you're going to see that Shumas Zedeshin, very important Shumas Zedeshin. Okay, so before we see the Noise of Kalim, let's understand some of the words over here. So he's telling me, at first glance, understanding the concept of the sif, there are two basic problems you need to understand. Is number one, you have to explain to me how you can need twice bittul on one item. Right, that's the first question you need to explain to me. And you have to explain to me who cares if it was not in time or not. What is not in time? How does not in time make a difference? So the Kardin Machabre, so the fellow takes this milk of a spoon and he puts it into his patient of broth. Right? And the shishim connected the mouth of the spoon, which is submerged, everything is wonderful. Then he takes it out and he pours out one time, he puts it in a second time. Now I need 120. What about a third time? The shach says, what about a third time? What happens? Do you need 180 or 120? That's it. And that is quite a challenge. Okay. But if the guy realizes, hey, it's milchix, right? Oh, the shishim baruch Hashem. Then he turns around and he goes to get the new ladle. He takes the same old stupid ladle. He sticks it in again. He turns around and says, hey, milchix, I'm not a shlamazel. Shishim and it's mut. But the guy didn't realize until after the second time, you need 120. So what does 120 time do? So like those are the two challenges in the sif. And then what's your mazur, why the two things make sense, what's happening no more, they're not true. That's the second stage. You first got to feel like, where did these two things come from? Why would you need 120? And then who cares if it's not a time or not? And remember, the better argument you're going to make why you need 120, the more the not a time is going to be more challenging. Right? That's the deal. Is that poshut? No. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. Okay. Taz, base. So there's two explanations which are given why you need 120. which there stay pomim. The habikilu tochav shom base kapa shalissa. You let him in time. This battle rishon manasa heter gomer. So tasi very simple. You stick it twice. It's like it went in twice. So the same way, if I would have two milk galadels and I stick milk galadel one number one in, and I put number two in, I need 60 times that, both spoons. So each spoon is a problem. But if it is not a big time, it is battle Harishan Manasseh Hetergum. That's the simple reason. That's the simple explanation of the task. Oh, we're going to get there. Okay, now let's go. Let's take it step by step. So, where is this idea of not having time come from? Why is that? What's dependent on? So, this is a Trumas Rosh, or it's actually a Rosh in the Piskei Rosh, based on a mission in Trumas. So, the mission in Trumas seems to say that Dinei Bitzel required the concept of not having time. Okay. So the case of the Mishnah is not exactly our case. Okay. Let's see the case. Mishnah Trumas Perikei Mishnah Ches. So Trumas Shenafel LeMei. So Trumas bottle in 100. She had one saw. Truma fell into 100 saw. So it's bottle. Well, history like beer at Shenafel Acheres. So you didn't have time to take it out before a second one fell in. Because the halacha by Truma, besides the din bittul, which you normally do din bittul, there's a halacha you have to remove one saw connected. Any one saw. And it doesn't come mutter until you do both steps. You do one, there's a din bittul, one in 100, and two, there's a requirement of haroma. You have to take out, not haroma with a nine, hey, resh, mem, hey. You have to be meirim, you have to take one Truma, meirim, you have to take one out, one saw worth. Okay? A rezo asur. If it's you weren't master like Biach and Avlacher, it's a rezo asur. Rishimon is matter. Rishimon says no. The same way the locha is that had you taken one out, right? So let's get the scenario, right? So you had a hundred saw of chulin and one saw of truma fell in and mixed it all in. Okay, so now it's bottle in 100, but it's a requirement of aroma. Now you take one saw out, so you're left with 100 saw. Now, how much of that is truma and how much of that is chulin? We're not saying that the one you took out was the one which fell in. So as far as I know, there's a ratio in this. 1/100th is truma, and 99% is chulin. Now a second saw falls in. The halacha is that it's bottle. Well, you don't have 100 bittul anymore. Karet says once you have a ma'aser bittul, it becomes heter. So this whole thing is chulin. So you have 100 saw of chulin, which is about the truma. Right? So the bittul makes it into heter. So you're starting now. It's a clean slate. You have 100 saw of heter. You're about the yerisser. Right? But the problem is you didn't do the step of taking it out. And by truma, bittul is not just with the 100. You also have to do an act of taking it out, which you didn't do. But the Rishimin Shita is in Shas. Kalayim Elisa Kizark Dami. Kalayim Laharim Kamorim Dami. So Rishimin holds that just with the fact that it fell in is good enough. Because Kalayim Laharim Kamorim Dami. Okay? That's how the. Sort of like the Rav says, it's basically Yerushalm over there. Sosh Achershal Truma, Rezo Sosh, the question of Basachas Dami. Since you didn't do the step of being Magbiya it, right? So comes along the Rishai and say that based on this, the same way for in this scenario, according to Kalman, it's not the process is not completed making a mutter until there's a sheer bittul and you do the act of taking it out. So So by all of this sermon, there's no requirement of taking it out. Sheer bittul is enough. But only if you're in the stage of ready to take it out, ready to deal with it. I.e. there's noida. Okay? So that's what the Rosh says. Now, our scenario is not exactly the case over here, because the case over here was a new saw falling in. It wasn't the same saw falling in twice. Right? So it's not exactly a mukhrach, but the concept that noida plays a role, here's the makor for it. That's how you should see it. Now, why should that be? So let's not talk about bittul b'shishim yet. Let's talk about bittul b'rayv. Right? So bittul b'rayv is one of the most fascinating dinim. We'll learn kuftes some point in our careers, right? Right? So yavish b'yavish, min b'minoy. So there's no issue of tam. It don't have to be about any flavors. They all. So yeah, person shechs a piece a behema, and there wasn't a good shkita. So the meat is in the veil. Next shkita, the meat is the shkita was kosher and it's kosher. It's kosher in the veil. Three pieces of meat, all the same type of meat. One of them is available, two of them are kosher. How much can you eat? So according to the Rosh, you can eat all three. Bittul b'rayv makes it iser heter. You can eat all three pieces. Bebas achas, you can make it. You eat all three pieces. Bebas achas, right? They're ready cooked. You don't have to worry about cooking them already. They're cooked already, and you want to put all three slices on your sandwich. Your sandwich is up to hay. You know, God, if you're eating a piece of meat which is in the bail, I don't care. Bittul b'rayv. Shita's a Rosh. Rosh says no. You can't eat all three of the basachas. You eat all three one after the other. So you have to make three sandwiches. Eat one with only one slice. Eat the first one. I say, well, Roy tells me it came from the heter. Called the Parish Renuva Parish. The second one came from the heter. The third one said, no, but the last one was the Easter. Now it's heter. So I'll clap. But the mice, I can eat the third piece. There's another Shita Shamal. You can't do that. You can't eat all three, period. One person can't eat all three. Two people could. Okay. Strange din. Where does it come from? Rashi says, "Rulin, Acher Yav Malachos." Bittul b'rayv is learned out from the same pasuk. You go Bittul b'rayv, also teach you the din of Bittul b'rayv. It's Eretz Kosev. Right? Sounds good, right? It's Rashi in two places in Shas. She says that Bittul b'rayv comes from the same din of Bittul b'rayv. Ein the Chaim Brisker, beginning of the third parak in Baba Kama, beautiful Hesber, how you learn it out. Reb Shimon, Shar Gimel, Mechonon, and Kavitz Aris. Everybody has their way of Himasar. Where in the world do you see Bittul b'rayv in the pasuk of Bittul b'rayv by Dayan? That's not, that's interesting. Chabura, we can say some point in our lives, but it's nothing to do with Halakha L'maaseh. Okay. Reb Shimon is Himasar with the best of it. He says, we're not discussing Metzius over here. I ask him Metzius, is it the Baylor? Yeah, it's the Baylor. We're discussing Dinei HaTorah, how you know it. So, what do you do when you have a situation of Sufik? There's Klolim, how to deal with things. There's Chazaka, there's a Basar Raib, there's Bittul b'rayv, there's a Klolim, how to deal with the Sufik. Till you know about the Sufik, there's no Klolim. So, Dinei, it's not automatic, it's a Dinei HaTorah, how to deal with the situation. When the situation becomes known, that's the Torah now tells you how to deal with it. Oh, the Torah tells me to deal with this, it makes it happen. Great. Till it's noida, there's no din it yet. Pasha's not told in the Bible. We've got to discuss about that, but Pasha's not told in the Bible. Any person who has to be annoyed with it has to know how to deal with it. Would your idea affect the Bible? That they assume not. Right, but okay, but usually once the Bible knows, he now has the one who has a right to deal with it. Right, right. So that's interesting, Shiloh. Do I have to be with you? Okay. Right now, so that's my Bittul b'rayv. What about Bittul b'shishim? Bittul b'shishim, the car is much more complicated. Bittul b'shishim, the law of Bittul b'shishim is. The worst of Bikid, it's not Dinah Shishim. Well, it's a Dinah Tam. The Morse says if you can get a goy to taste it, that you can trust him because he's A, he's an expert, and B, he's trustworthy. And he tells you there's no flavor there. It's mutter. We don't do kfeil anymore, right? Sardim hold me here in Yikur, but Ashkazim don't do it. Fine, but Mikra did, it's mutter. So what's that? Because the issue, there's a din of Tom Kaker, that the Tom of an Isra has the same halacha as if the Isra itself. And therefore, if there's no Tom, there's no Isra. So that's not a Gzeres HaKasav. It's a halacha of how to deal with the situation of a Sufik. It's not a din on Hanhaga, how to deal with a Sufik. It's a Metzias, that that's not what this is, what I was talking about. All right, so L'chara, Bitl B'Shishim, there's no requirement of Noida, which doesn't help us over here. So Kivagar and Tshuva, in Reish Zion, in Madura Kam and Reish Zion, Bitlub Arayv is the parsha of Arayv which we have in Kultur Kula. Why does Bitlub Arayv work by Minna Shana Minna when the flavors are mixing? So the way usually you say Yavish V'Yavish, it's separate items. They're not lach to lach. They're not mixing together, and it's different Minna. Even if it's different Minna, we're the same Minna. But usually if it's different Minna, they're lach to lach. They're Yavish. You can see that, right? So then it's not. Bittul presupposes a taruvus. If I can see the Isra, there's only a bittul. Right? What about a situation where I can see the Isra but I can't remove it? That's a big discussion. But that's not going to. But the average case of bittul presupposes a taruvus. So that could be by Yavish for Yavish, the same min. I can't tell which one's which, they're all beef. Right? If two of them are beef and one of them is chaz, I can tell what it is. So there's no taruvus. When you're doing lach balach, it gets all mixed up. Right? So I can't tell what's what. Right? So, but there's a bit of a rive. That's kolzman, you haven't cooked them together. But when I cook them together, flavors start playing, moving around. So the Gemara has a dinner called Tom Kaker. So that the Isser Hatara applies to the Tom just as much as it applies to the item itself. So that's very nice that your item is bottle, but I still have Tom Chazer in this soup. Right? So it comes a new din, which says if there's so much soup there that you can't taste the chazer anymore, there's no tam. So the item itself is bottle when you have a ratio of 1 to 2. Right? But that doesn't help me for the flavor. It's not the same. It's not a din bittul that the count of bittul beroy. It's mamish nullified. Mamish becomes like nothing. There's nothing there. So there's nothing there. Don't worry about it. Right? So bittul b'shish and pashas is a wholly different, totally different concept. So the more it says that's in the din of kefela, but the more it says if you don't have a kefela, at what amount can you assume that there was vadai, that there was a bittul in the town? So shishim is the amount, more than that from a pasuk, but the more it says shishim is the amount we can assume there's no time anymore. Okay. So he makes this in Reish Zion. He not yesh lam b'bos b'chol b'yesh samach lam edin bittul hu.
How does the guy know that?
It's not edin bittul. He says, and he brings it to him, he's medayik to senatosis. Then he says then Rabbi Romeger says, Shemati, this is what the Kibagar's true, he puts in a Haggad that my father, I heard my father ask, he brings it to Toysis, it's a rush. Okay, that he's Mavur and Lachara, not like that from a Gemara, that it's that it's a din bittul. It's taka parsha bittul. There's exerus a custom of bittul. It's bittul mushishim. It's exerus a custom called bittul. And that's what he handles. This shaila is bittul. This din of bittul mushishim, is it not a concept of bittul that we're familiar with? It's a different din. It's not shaila the concept of the issur. There's nothing here. What are you dealing with? There's no basur and cholav over here. There's no basur or cholav. There's not basur and cholav. So that's not the issur. Or is it taka parsha of a concept of bittul that you need a din of Torah called bittul for that? So Traeger discusses this shaila. Nafkamina, there's halacha im about nisil chachila. So this halacha that iser is bottle, you know, do the chachila. Would there be a halacha im about nisil chachila and being about the bosu b'chol? Now, this is all the poskim assume yes. Which means the chara saying it's a din bittul, and he wants to maybe work out a hechatim of the chara that's not true, and that's, you know, that's Kreger is godless and godless, etc., etc. So again, little Eli Rang over here says, I don't know. The only way I understand this halacha over here is like the tzad that it's a din bittul. There's a kasu. So that is there's a kasu. We're back to the rules. The there's a kasu is when you have a situation which you're presented with X, Y, and Z. This is how you deal with it. I have to be presented with it to deal with it. So it's not noida. I didn't do anything yet. There's no bittul yet. But if you tell me that time is gone, and when it's gone, who cares if I knew about it or not? It's gone. There's nothing here. There's no here. It's cool. After. Right? So from the car, from this din over here, it's mavur alam the shayyosoy that the din of bittul, even the din of bittul, the samech works as a din atara, how to deal with a situation which you're presented with. So zok the mechaber, if you weren't presented with it, it didn't happen yet. So there's no bittul yet. And a kanabi, if it happened the first time and you knew about it, you're presented with a situation, the psak atara was given, it's cool ahead. Now something else goes in. I don't care. It's all ahead. Give me a lot of again. Well, what do you mean? There's something in there. No. There's always something there. It's cool ahead. Now, that's so far so good. What the Nesek Kelim are going to deal with is there's a little later on in Sadi Tess. But if the board is that time becomes bottle, you add more of the same time, and now you can taste it, the bittul is retracted. Even though it's quote-unquote becomes kula heter, it becomes iser again. It's called chayzer v'nir. So if I have a situation where, let's say a situation of chaser falls into the pot, and you can't taste it. There's shishim in the pot connected to the chaser. No problem. Right? Shishim. Right? So somebody pours in some more chaser into the pot. Now you can taste it. So now you can taste it. even though it's a big time. So what's the pshat on that? So the lumpness of that pastures is there's like a four-way machlokes. I don't understand what's the problem of time that you can taste the time. One suggestion the chronim is it's not called tarubas anymore. As much as I can taste the time, that time is nirgash, means it's not being mixed with everything else. Because it became botul. I'm tasting heter. Right, but the mice, that's what we're saying later on in Sunday. Yes, that's only the case. Right? The case of the Mishnah was all wheat. All have the same flavor. There's no flavors over there. But there's a halacha by Truma, but once you have time, right, so then if the time is gone, it's gone. If it comes back, it's a problem. So, like, why don't we apply that over here? No, time is multiple shishim. The question is, if you add more time, it's no longer multiple shishim. You don't say, well, yeah, I can taste it. I'm tasting.
Maybe you're tasting it.
But maybe I'm tasting heter. That we see later on that's not true. We don't look at it like that.
It adds on.
Right. So this already the shach and the prima gadam are going to deal with. Why don't you say chayzer v'nir over here? Okay, so this not even time over here is an interesting concept. It's like an application, which is not as simple as the case of the Mishnah with the Truma. Mishnah with the Truma, the not even time, that halacha that Truma is bought to 1 in 100 is the Gzeiras HaKasuv. It's all the same time. It's over there, it's not time. The parasha of Bittul, which by your Nevela and your Shkuta needs 1 to 2, by Truma needs 1 to 100. What? Yeah, because it's all the same time. It's a saw of wheat. It's another saw of wheat. It's one saw and 100 saw of wheat. They show there's some time. But the sheer bit though by Truma is 1 to 100, not 1 to 2. So by Truma it's exactly a cost. So that another time makes a lot of sense. Once you understand the love, the Mitaka makes a lot of sense. Why another time should change it? Well, this is not Truma anymore. So I add more Truma. Who cares? It's not Truma anymore. Right? So the next mission says, you one saw falls in, one saw, and you're back. So then a second saw falls in. You said, hey, when does it run out? You know, can you keep doing it? Like, you know, I mean, you're not doing the chachila, but let's see if you would keep doing it, you know. All right, well, how long would it run out? Good, that's a good question. Some say it runs out by Roy. When you get to 50, when it's Roy, it's Truma, it runs out. Okay. Some say, no, it keeps going, you know. By Truma, there's a requirement of Haram, right? Again, but the Haram doesn't solve the problem. It's just a success because you need Haram. But any other Isser other than Truma, whatever, or than Klai Karen, there's no dinner Haram. The Shear is 1 in 200. Again, it's not because of time. The Shear Bittul by them is 1 in 200. Once you have 1 in 200, it's Bittul. If you add some more, it's right to Bittul, as long as it's not a Mitzvah. So Bittul B'Rayim is a fascinating concept. Again, but we didn't see no sekeling yet, but let's you know, we got, so we see what we're up against over here in this sif, tremendous geshmak sif. I just give a marshal how in Bittul B'Rayim, and you have to present the following shayla. So the law of Vakutei Tzitzis, you need 3 lishma to use in Vakutei Tzitzis. Right? So you have 4 threads, and each one has 4. You start with 4, right? You make it into 8, but you start with 4. So how many do you need altogether? You're 4 cards. You need 16. I have 15, which are tub of the shema, and one which wasn't tub of the shema. I mixed them up. I don't remember which was which. Can I use all 16? Is it right? But now, I made them already. They're all made. One was made for the shema. I am master made for all the shema. Master made the shema. And I mixed them up, and right with the master of the shema. Can I use all the masters for the night of Pesach? What? So the other Yom Tov is a mistupik in the Shaila. Says maybe Bittul can only take off Isurim. It can't add dinin. That's his mistupik. Rav Chanan says it's Rav Chanan. Even right, many Rishonim hold it. It's Taka becomes Mutter. There's a Truma from Yitzchak, yeah, you can use it. Yeah, you can use all the matzahs. You can use all the tzitzis. If Mamash put dinim of lishmor on the tzitzis, Bittul B'Rayim. This is all tzitzis which are talking about lishmor. That's how Bittul is a phenomenally powerful thing. Rav Shimon talks about it. He says that Rav Shimon makes it into. And this is the makor. Is this piece for Reb Chaim by Dayanim that the loch is by Dayanim? You need all of the Dayanim. Two Dayanim say Chaim. One says I don't know. Does he have to pay? No. What do you mean? Even whatever he says is irrelevant. You need 3 dayanim. 2 say chai, 1 says potter. He has to pay. What happened? So Tosfos is Bittul B'Rayim. Zot Reb Chaim, Shteitah, that I had Bittul B'Rayim. You make the guy say potter chai. If he said chai, the Mamash can change his status. Yes, Bittul B'Rayim can do that. Reb Shimon has, in Shari Yashar, and Shari Gimel has Arichas Gedolah on this. He comes out, your tzitzis are usable. But again, that makes sense. There's a din of noida. The din of Torah, this is how you're noida in the situation of suffering. Without noida, it's impossible. But to apply it to bits of Mashishim is quite a jump. And to apply it to the same thing twice is even a bigger jump. So that's the Taz. So the Taz so far just told me this lumnus. The Shas and say a different lumnus, then it's not such a big Kiddush. Then the question is, what's out in the Ramah? Okay. We had a good